I shouldn't try to remember, but I mean, right off the top of my head, the two that I know very well and we've talked to over the years, Justice David Viviano and Justice Richard Bernstein, that are Supreme Court justices. Of course, they are all under the auspices, I don't know if that's the right way to put it, but with the Chief Justice of the Michigan Supreme Court, Bridget McCormick, who before her election to the court in November of 2012, she was a law professor and dean at the University of Michigan Law School. So, you know, I had to like her right away. And since joining the court, Chief Justice McCormick continues to teach at the law school. She's a graduate of the New York University Law School. She was a Root Tilden Scholar. She spent the first 5 years of her legal career in New York and, among other things, became a faculty fellow at the Yale Law School. I am so glad, Chief Justice, that you're still teaching law at the University of Michigan. That's a very big deal for law students to be able to have a Chief Justice of the Michigan Supreme Court as their professor. Good morning to you, Bridget. Nice to talk to you. It's been a very long time.
It has been way too long. It is great to hear your voice. Good morning to you as well, Paul. I don't know if the students are lucky, but I consider myself lucky. It's a habit I can't give up. Go Blue.
Good for you. Go Blue. But that you got that in very quickly. And I do appreciate that. Things appear to be going very well on our Michigan Supreme Court. Everybody seems to be getting along. You are very civil, at least unless I've missed something in the last few days or whatever. But how do you feel about how things are going with our Michigan Supreme Court?
I think our state Supreme Court is terrific. I love how much work my colleagues have been doing, especially the last 18 months when, you know, courts have undergone more change than in the last century. But we've literally done more things differently in 18 months than ever before. And the my colleagues on the Michigan Supreme Court have really had to step up and do a lot of extra work to support and guide the trial courts, where, you know, we had to figure out how to continue to make sure people could access justice, but also keep them safe. And as you know, courtrooms, or maybe you don't, but courthouses and courtrooms are very crowded places. They're kind of like not very fun cruise ships, and figuring out how to keep people safe, but make sure they could still attend to their justice needs was what we had to do. And I'm really proud of what the Michigan courts have done. I think they've been a national leader in innovating and adapting and making sure people could continue to meet their justice needs. So I'm very, very proud.
You know, now it occurs to me, one of the things we talked about last time we spoke, as we're here with the Michigan Supreme Court Chief Justice Bridget M. McCormick, was you were bristling a little bit about some of the things that were being said about the backlogs in the courts, and you came out in defense of the activity in the courts and how well you kept things moving.
Yeah, it's been pretty impressive. I mean, the Michigan judges moved their courtrooms to Zoom courtrooms, except for things that had to happen in person, and then they did those very safely and continue to do those safely. But they had to figure out how to quickly move a lot of what they do online, and they did that. And there are, you know, definitely some backlogs in things like jury trials. There's no doubt about that. I you know, this virus has really made it hard to gather citizens together under court order. Mm. You know, jurors are, you know, they volunteer, but it's sort of, they're conscripted, right? So you want to make sure they're safe. So we do have jury trial backlogs, but otherwise the trial judges have done a tremendous job innovating and adapting and figuring out how to continue to do a lot of what they do on remote platforms. It's really impressive. And we've learned a lot of important lessons as a result of it. There are a lot of cases where, Paul, people who had jobs and couldn't get a day off from work, they could still make their appearance by going on their smartphone in their break room, or, you know, people who drive a truck and needed to make a court appearance could pull over and appear on their smartphone. So we've actually learned a lot from the innovating that we'll be able to take with us.
And there's more to be learned, which is why you're here specifically this morning to talk about a short survey that you would like us to take at www.misupremecourtsurvey.com. Tell me what you're looking for here.
Yeah, thank you so much for letting me talk about this briefly. This survey is a very, very short series of questions that's going to help our court outreach efforts in how they communicate with the public. As you and probably everybody listening knows, we speak this weird language, lawyers and judges and courts. And most people have to navigate courts and their justice needs without lawyers because they can't afford them. 8 out of 10 people can't afford lawyers, not just, you know, the poorest in your community. Most middle-income people can't afford lawyers. So figuring out how courts can speak in plain language, both in, you know, on their websites and in other outreach efforts, but also in our court forums, is an ongoing effort we're engaged in. So people can get the help they need, even if they can't afford lawyers. And this survey will help us figure out how to use the best language to communicate with the public, sort of updating what we do, stopping that old-fashioned weird language that we normally talk in and figuring out how to talk in plain language. So it's misupremecourtsurvey.com, and it would really help us to have people, as many people as possible, take this survey. We really want to make sure we can communicate with the public in ways that they can understand and get their business done.
Well, and speaking of language, this is the first time feedback has been solicited in a broad range of languages. That is, besides English, there's Arabic, Chinese, French, German, and Spanish. So no excuses to not go to misupremecourtsurvey.com and try to help the courts do a better job. They are reaching out to us and asking for our help. It is the least we can do to get as many people to complete this short survey as possible. Again, it's misupremecourtsurvey.com. Anything else we need to do, Chief Justice?
Nope, you nailed it. Thank you so much, Paul. I appreciate the help.
And how you will always, I don't mean to be putting words in your mouth, but you kind of said basically you will always, as much as you can be a professor in the School of Law at University of Michigan, because it's in your DNA.
It is. I can't quit.
Well, that's good. That's good for you, and that's good for the students, that's for sure. All right. Merry Christmas. Happy New Year. All of the best to you and your family and to your family there on the bench. We appreciate the work you do.
Thank you, Paul. Merry Christmas to you and yours as well.
Thank you. Michigan Supreme Court Chief Justice Bridget M. McCormick. They're asking for our help. It's easy. It's worth doing. It's short. And it's at www.misupremecourtsurvey.com. Let's help them out, for goodness sakes. I mean, you can't complain about services if you don't try to help them make the services better, right?